Whatever I am, I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience that I have chosen. Can you say that about yourself? Can I say that about myself really all the time? Do I ever say, why me, O Lord? Do I ever say, why did something happen to me? Pretending I didn't know why? It's so easy for us to fall into the trap of thinking that we are in this world and of this world. And we truly are not. We may be in it, but we're not of it. We are of a greater, more wonderful, more fantastic expression of life than this world that we experience. But it is a good world, and it is lots of fun, and we can make the most of it. And we can make the most of it and enjoy it in every possible way if we choose. Now, as we choose, we bring about certain things into our life and into our expression. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen. Now, what is the experience that I have chosen? What is the experience that I have chosen that I say is the most important thing that I could ever do? Well, let's just be sort of logical about this thing. Our life. We have chosen to be here on planet Earth and to be human beings. And this is a great experience. It's a fantastic experience. But it's an experience that has an infinite number of possibilities to it, an infinite number of ideas that can be carried out in it. It has an infinite number of experiences that we can enjoy as we go along. Now, what is the experience you have chosen to enjoy for yourself in this lifetime, in this life experience? Well, you have a body, and that's cool. You have an environment, you have a home, you have a community, you have all the things you're living in. Now, each one taken separately is something that you have created and you have brought it to be in your world in just the manner that you have it. Now, what are you doing with it? Are you calling it good and very good? Are you calling it the best? Are you calling it ideal? Or are you calling the experience a challenge? Are you calling the experience a problem? Are you calling the experience something less than its ideal format? Today, you can make that experience into the most glorious experience that the world has ever known, and it's your experience. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience I've chosen. Now, there's nothing else we could do. We can pretend that we're not in that experience. We can pretend that we're not in that discussion of illness, that discussion of unhappiness, that discussion of illness of body, that discussion that says that we're ill, that the world is ill, that I'm sick. And we have the opportunity to not think that way, but to think in a most positive, magnificent, joyous way, and totally in a different attitude of mind, totally in a different frame of thought, totally, and it is true whatever we think. We empower in our life and our experience exactly what we are experiencing. Now, if we're experiencing unhappiness, let's just stay with the body. We're experiencing an unhappy body. And that unhappy body is not making us better any moment. It's not making us feel any better any time that we experience it. It just doesn't seem to work out. Now, what are we going to do about it? Well, when we're training anyone, we train them and we say to them, okay, step up here, step up there, step up here, step up there. Swim this way, swim that way. Move your arms, move your legs, breathe properly, Now, when you're walking, when you're running, when you're talking, when you're sunning, whatever things you're doing, there is a way to do it. And whatever it is, if you give your total self to that experience, you will have that experience joyfully in your life. You will have that experience joyfully in your world. You will have that experience joyfully in all that you do. But it's up to you. It's up to me. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen. Now, the big key word here is I have chosen. I have chosen to have a physical body. Well, let's have a perfect physical body. I don't choose to have a sick body or a limited body in any way. I choose to have a perfect body in every way. I choose to have a perfect body in every possible way in my life. A perfect body. That's what I choose to have. That's what I choose to have. A perfect body. Now, as I choose to have a perfect body, do I have a perfect body? Well, not at first. Can I? Oh, sure. It's quite easy to have a perfect body if we keep our thought entirely on it. If you are learning to play the piano or do anything like that, and you concentrate on your errors, you will never become a good pianist. If you concentrate on all the perfection that the pianist has, all the perfection that the good musician is able to handle, if you concentrate on all those things, then that's what you experience. That's what you know. And that's what you are. And that's all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference in the world. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience that I've chosen. Now, we're talking about our bodies. I live in my ideal body. Every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. Make this a mantra that is so in tune with you, it tells you exactly what you believe for yourself. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. If every thought that you have in your heart and your mind and your soul is that you live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body, then that is exactly what you will live in. If every thought in your mind is that you live in this perfect body, in this perfect self of yourself, if every thought says to you that that's who you are, then that's who you are. Nothing else makes any difference in your world. Nothing else makes any difference in your life. You are that ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are whatever it is you claim for yourself, whatever it is you name for yourself, whatever it is you want for yourself. That's who you are. Wherever I am, it doesn't matter where we are, but wherever I am, I give all to my spirit, mind, and body. I give all to my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And that's what I think about. And that's what I am. And that's what I know. And that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to anything in the world, to be myself and have all the fun that I can have. To enjoy it in every way. Think for yourself this moment. What have you chosen as the experience you're having here on planet Earth? Are you choosing to live in a body that's limited, or are you choosing to live in a body that's unlimited? Are you choosing to live in a body that's ideal, or a body that's not ideal? What is it that you are choosing for yourself? What is it that you want for yourself? What is it that makes the ideal in you so wonderful, so fantastic, so joyous, so outstanding? What makes the ideal for you so fantastic in every way that you just love yourself and you love everything you do? What is it? Well, what it is, it's your choice. It's your experience. It's who you are and what you are and what makes you the most glorious being in the universe. What makes you the most glorious being in all the world That's who you are. That's what you are. You are this fantastic, glorious person that lives now in this ideal spirit, mind, and body in every manner whatsoever. That's who you are. And that's who you will always be, because you don't know any different. You don't know any different at all. You don't know any different from that which you are. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful it is that you are living in that expression. Is that what's right for you? Well, I think it's right for you. I know it's right for me. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen, and I have chosen to live in a healthy body. I have chosen to live in a body in this world that is ideal and fantastic and glorious in every way. I have chosen these things because these are my reality. These are all that I am. These are all that make any difference in my world. I am the ideal right now. I am the ideal right now, and it is me right now. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen. And I have chosen the experience of living in a beautiful, fantastic, glorious world right now. In a beautiful, fantastic, glorious body right now. And this is who I am, and this is who I will always be. This is what makes my life go around and makes me feel that life is fantastic, because that's where I am. How about you? Are you there too? Wherever you are, you give all that you are to the experience you have chosen. Wherever I am, I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen. And I live it with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my being, now and forevermore.